Rastats, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Corey.
Hey, good afternoon.
Well, sometimes we have an interact. But everything is turned favorable for you?
Yes, please. And I'm sure the same for you.
Right. I regard you, you know?
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear you. I thought you were out taking care of some duties.
You, sir.
Elsewhere.
My brother said, you, sir.
Yeah. Oh, good luck, though.
Sorry. Laughter is the best medicine.
Telling me.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. What I want to touch on quickly, that guy with that pole, I know he's assertive and whatever, mm-hmm. but go and fix the pole. Let the power go and fix the pole. I just come down Hackett Hall there, and I look into this branch there by outside of what we call Sky Mall. Mm-hmm. And I see the myriad of poles they got in there, thousands of poles that can carry out a pole replacement on the island. But they want me to come and agitate and jolt them into another reality. Sir, I will fortify you, man. That pole needs to come down. It's precarious. Bring down the pole. Don't cause the man no concern. There should be a lawsuit for concern and cause people them kind of concern. Man can't go sleep at night fearing pole coming in, so that sort of thing, you know. So you need to investigate if there's a legality about that, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyhow.
There's some liability when you come to those things, you know. It's just embarrassing. We're not the best at, you know, litigation and getting these things looked into in a timely way.
I put it out there.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I put it out there.
Once, but I have to come around me. Anyhow.
I know you're relentless.
You, sir.
Amazing.
Hospital.
Yes.
I am on record and relentlessly so. There's no need for no new hospital in Barbados, because if we build 3 new hospitals, does not guarantee health care. Health care is dispensed by way of doctors and nurses and ancillary staff, everybody working in unison. The hospital that they're agitating and talking about is a hospital building, not a hospital. The hospital is the people. The church building is not the church. The church is the people. A hospital building is not the emphasis. We want ultra-modern surgery. And the existing surgery now will create bed space, and you can annex a 2 or 3 story building alongside your hospital and create more bed space. But the emphasis is really ultra modern surgery that could cater for this modern day of technology and healthcare administered by the doctors and nurses and all in unison together. But the hospital building is $200 million. I mean, it's $1 billion. Sorry, mm-hmm. A new hospital is $1 billion. Persons, let me tell you how much $1 billion is. $1 billion is $1,000 million, though. We probably can find $1,000 million to build a new hospital building. You get it, this of where I'm purporting, though?
Yeah. But no, sometimes these projects are looked at as they're necessary necessities, and uh-huh. therefore you see them as investments. So they bring uh-huh. jobs and they bring money into the economy, et cetera. Sometimes, uh-huh. like the prison, you say, listen, you got to uh-huh. host the people. So let me do this in a particular way. It brings employment and different things. So there are different ways to look at these things. So the question are not whether we need a new hospital or how much the hospital will cost. Must take all of those things into consideration.
My closing comment mm-hmm. is I understand your projection there, mm-hmm. but let me hasten to say, the hospital building is not the hospital. Mm-hmm. The hospital is the body of people that administer that necessary health care.
I understand where you're coming from.
Right, I just wanted
to throw that part. All right. I regard you, sir.
I equally here.
Yeah, good man. Talk about the hospital. This one says, good afternoon. Why wouldn't the QEH at least do something for persons who have to use their facilities in terms of parking? Reserve parking for staff, 3 whole places, and no provisions for guests, for visitors. But there was like a mud fest this morning. And then you have people living next to the QEH complaining about their entrances and exits being blocked. Another plea for a little marl or something so persons can park and not be like pigs in the mud or get reported. That one they are saying coming from Ran Goat. So good afternoon to you. Brastats, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Corey?
Yes,
good afternoon.
Please.
Yeah, first time caller. Mm-hmm. I am calling about a concern. And to those who are in charge or responsible, there is a wall building, like a sidewalk, it's higher than a sidewalk, is at the entrance of the Rosemont. Rosemont hosted Eric coming down Deacon's Road. And it is full of a lot of cracks. And I'm concerned that school children have to pass there and other people that is using the sidewalk. And before all this rain that is we are having, it is surrounded about, like, mud is inside. A lot of mud is inside of it. So when it gets soft, that is going to push it out. And it could collapse at any given time. And it was like that for the longest time. So I would like who is in authority to actually pay some attention and do something before somebody gets seriously hurt.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Again, add on this one from Woodburn. They are saying there's a track through there that children are using. The animals shouldn't even be using a lot of water. And they're asking for the MP for the area to come and take a look. I remember seeing on Facebook the MP was in the area some weeks ago, but we probably have some more work to do in that area. So, Mr. John King, they're calling for you in the area for some representation. So, just before we take a break, someone is asking why the stamp duty at the post office so high for renewing your citizenship. $200 stamp duty. Someone is asking what will become of Harrison Point after COVID. There's a number of rooms there. Can we relocate something into that, or will that be on standby for future pandemics? That's something that we can ask and hear about. There are two or three persons saying, oh, the paradise idea may not be good because you got sea rise, climate change, tsunamis. And for me, I wonder if anybody asks the elderly, some areas that would probably be good for them as well. So just wanted to flag those before we take a break. Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. 18 minutes and counting before 2 o'clock. There are no more turns in this program as we head for the finish. This one here says, breaking news. Mr. Trump has won two more states. A state of denial and state of confusion. What do they mean states, man? People making sport at this thing. You get some WhatsApps. Give us a call. Let us get the program going. Hey, understand we have the lady that to support Trump. She's on the line. Let me see her take on the breaking news here. Good afternoon.
I'm here.
Yes, good afternoon. You're on the air live.
Good afternoon again.
Yes, please.
Now, we know that CXC, right? The Caribbean Examination Council, is supposed to be a very reputable organization for all the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yet this past year, there were right across the Caribbean, including Barbados, there were students who were contesting what were results that were seemingly just totally outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
But even though they had a reputation all across the years, I mean, I sat CXC.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no dispute at all with the results. And I mean, you know, so we are saying here is that America, which is supposed to be the bastion of democracy, mm-hmm. has an issue with the political contest that was recently held.
Right.
Now, we know, like you said, mm-hmm. from before this prior election here, the Democrats did not want to concede that they had lost.
You mean
so
in 2018?
Charges that Trump had colluded with Russia. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Mueller report, it reported that they could find nothing.
No. It was the Democrats or it was the intelligence community?
The Democrats.
So not the intelligence community.
But all of them are against him. You see, we are living in an era now where the globalists are trying to come together.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump is not the Messiah. He is the chosen one for this particular time.
The Great White Hope, as Jesse Lee Peterson calls him.
Huh?
The Jesse Lee Peterson, he's a talk show host. He says he's the Great White Hope.
I don't deal with color. I'm
the
not
great
dealing
white
with
hope.
Color.
Says so amazing.
This is what is coloring the matter that black people, because they just had a black president, right? They're assuming that because he's black, he's for them and that he's good. But a lot of them are going to be in for a shocking surprise. No, I don't have any proof. But I have been told that Donald Trump does not receive pay for the job that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump was a very rich man. He didn't need to do that job as a politician. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you something. As a young girl, I studied at the Alexandra School. Mm-hmm. And my favorite subject was history.
Right.
And I remember sitting down studying for SBA assignment, studying the history of the Caribbean and black people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was finished, I was going down the stairs in the house that I was raised till my head was thumping. You hear what I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to the Clement Payne Culture Center. At every cockfight that they had, as you would say, I used to rally. I used to wear my ANC women's section. And to this day, because I'm fair-skinned, I hear comments by darker skinned people that we coloring this matter. You are saying that a white person can't make a contribution to the lives of black people. Will black people just listen to what is happening and start listening to propaganda?
Mm-hmm.
You understand where I'm coming from?
But how you determine, but people have a hard time determining what's propaganda. So
they ain't trying to determine. They are just listening. And I don't
but
know
what if somebody I, say all that you listening to is propaganda? You would say, no, I believe in what I am hearing.
If I come and I tell you,
mm-hmm.
I hear you say something, mm-hmm. and the minute you say, I say it's baseless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am intelligent enough. I mean, you are entitled to your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But from how I, CNN is totally disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. Okay, you are saying now that he got in the first time. When I say you, I don't mean you.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying now that he was legitimately elected the first time.
Mm-hmm.
These people hate Trump because he's white and he said, make America great again. And they
so
are
like Biden because Biden ain't white too?
But let me tell you something. Let me tell you what. This is why I'm telling you, right? This is a spiritual warfare we are in. And
mm-hmm.
if the people don't wake up and smell the coffee,
mm-hmm.
Trump is there for Israel right now. And the Armageddon is soon on the way. And these so-called people that are just concerned with the poor on the tables on Sunday, whose God is their belly, they're going to wake up and smell the roses when it's a bit too late. And that is my contribution to this program.
All right, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Don't raise your blood pressure over Trump. Please, please, please. Okay. Amazing. Brastats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't planning on calling in, but mm-hmm. this last caller has perplexed. This is the second time I've had the displeasure of hearing her on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, this is just as an aside, but
mm-hmm.
I just really think that people should look at the entire picture
mm-hmm.
and take off. I don't know if it's rose-tinted glasses or whichever
mm-hmm.
Tint it is, because nobody hates Trump because he says, make America great again. People dislike Trump because of what he supports, what he has directly and indirectly encouraged in terms of the racism, in terms of appealing to people's fears and bringing out the very worst in
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
But enough on that. The main reason I called in, I just wanted to firstly congratulate the MTW on really doing some serious patching on some roads, especially Highway 5. They've done a good job.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I'm a bit confused because they have new machinery, but yet sometimes they're using the same new machinery to put the asphalt on the road or the material on the road, and they're still beating it in with shovels. So to me, that's a case of one step forward and another step backward.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second point. The third point, when you break for the news at 12:30, who selects the music? Because normally there's a little musical interlude
mm-hmm.
between the program and the news.
That would be the producer and technical operator, man. John the Lion Stout today, yes.
Okay, because mm-hmm. I noticed that with certain days, you hear different types
mm-hmm.
of music, and that just had me a bit, a little curious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're personal choice.
Okay, it's some pretty good choices of music,
mm-hmm.
really
mm-hmm.
good choices. And finally, I just want to wish everyone in Barbados a wonderful day. It is a nice sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, I'm starting my car with the air conditioning on because it's sunny, but that means it's hot
too
as
hot.
Well.
Tell me something.
Yeah,
you are not a regular caller, but that lady actually drew you out. But I am sure you have issues in your life from time to time. And why don't you call and actually not to become a regular caller, but to input the things that may be bothering you? Because we are concerned that only a certain set of people call. But we want to hear from more people, more opinions, more thoughts.
I am 31, but I'm embracing my gray hairs by listening to Brass Tats.
At 31?
Yeah, 2020 has mm. been responsible for a considerable grain.
Mm.
But what I would say, I normally listen. I don't mm. really call as mm. much because I'm normally on the road at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd either have to pull aside or something like that. I just mm. happen to be home getting ready to leave.
Okay.
But there are a couple regular callers that mm. have invaded other stations. And
mm-hmm.
My difficulty is
not other stations. Every station. Any station that opens, they learn to hear the calling.
A calling session. Some of them have like a 10-minute calling session.
Correct.
And you hear
two or three
people. But I didn't want to call
them. I call them though because we know it's terrible.
Right, and I mean.
But it is because it's people like you that are too busy to pull over that have the lines free that they take advantage of. So we gotta blame ourselves.
Fair enough, but I mean, Austin had to be stopped in his tracks this morning when he called Slam. And he called them. He would call the other station close to Pine Hill, and then he would call Brastats and say the same thing. Yeah. And I'm like, you don't need to duplicate your effort like that. Mm-hmm. Call one station because most people will listen to one in the morning and then go to another and then go to the other.
Correct.
You don't need to call. Give some other people a chance.
You see, they're trying to do, it won't be a simulcast, but what they're trying to do is cover the whole island. They don't want to miss anybody. Their opinion is so important. It's such great import that it must be nationally broadcast. Okay, that's the reason.
My personal opinion is that you don't need to be repeating ad infinitum and ad nauseum.
I hope they listen to you. I don't think they will, but I hope they listen and take in what you're saying. Right? But when you get a chance, any time you're home, you got something in community or idea, some project going on in Barbados, that you can actually drop in a line with us. Okay? So thank you for calling. Enjoy the rest of your day. Brastats, good afternoon. Yes, please.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
I heard a gentleman earlier in the program talking to you with Corey. And speaking about people with this get-rich stuff, and he was talking about music. And it sounded so much like Mr. Mark. I would like to take this opportunity now to thank Mr. Mark Williams publicly for all he has done for Barbados, both not only here and on Starcom, but also on his regular Friday program. On the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation, in terms of looking back, giving those persons who were alive then, those persons who probably weren't alive at the point in time, to know about what it is to be a Barbadian back then, where we've come from, how much we've achieved over the years, and looking forward to a bright future. The reason why I said that, Corey, is because, you know, during the course of this year, we lost a regular caller, Arthur. And the way how Mark sounded when he was speaking to you, he doesn't sound like he's in top health at this point in time. We know he's of advanced age. For many years, I've repeatedly asked for a succession planning to be done for his program because it's informative, it's educational. I think that it would be a shame for it to just die at the CBC when Mark eventually passes, because that is something that is on the horizon for every person. So I just want to take this time out to publicly thank Mark for all he has done with his guests, all he has done in terms of trying to educate us on both the programs, and I wish him continued health. I hope he can continue to contribute as much as he can going into the future. Thank you so much, Corey.
Thank you so much as well. Let me see if we get some quick WhatsApps here. This is probably the last set that I may be getting. So let me make sure I get them in. Corey, watch yourself with the Bashment Talk. The radio stations love to play violent music and the Bashment. Okay, so I will see about that. It is what it is. When other countries have political stalemates, the U.S. always wants to intervene and force an outcome. Now the talking heads, the media and the politicians on both sides want everyone to take a deep breath and let the process in the U.S. play out. They didn't extend that courtesy to a number of countries in Central America, South America, Africa, and the Caribbean, or the Middle East. Interesting. Really, roads. Please announce as you're on the absolute poor condition of the road leading to Ericott, St. Thomas. It's been that way for about 15 years, this person says. The same people normally with the elections, they refer to the use of alcohol, but they no mention made of marijuana, crack cocaine, pure cocaine, or other substances. They said it's because it's illegal. The person said, more the under 13s are under the influence of marijuana on a daily basis, and there should be a warning put out. If they're illegal and there's the warning right through the year and they don't take it, you think they can take it the day of election? Well, I know. At 2:30 this morning, the Lehigh Power crew responded promptly to an emergency issue of burning wires in my district. Be careful with the martial attitude, Mr. Rawl is purporting. No, it's a prevention attitude we're trying to get to deal with. This one says, hi, Corey. Good afternoon. I'm here enjoying the program as usual. But can you find out who's in charge of putting those humps in the road, please? I need some out by the junction where the guy lost his road by the old Berry Road. My understanding is that they can't go on highways. Actual highways, so that may be the problem. Let's try to get another call as we head for the home stretch here on the Wednesday edition of Donor Brass. That's good afternoon. Welcome, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, Mr. Corey.
Yes, please.
I got a problem. I worked for a company for 20 years, and I went to National Insurance, and they said that they had no contributions. I am going to be 70 years in July. And when I went to them, they tell me I got a right to let us get in why I wait so late to come to claim contributions. You believe that?
I do. I heard a lot through COVID. People thought that they would have had contributions. Employers have been taking out their money for years. And then they find out that they don't have enough contributions.
But
I think,
sir,
it should be criminal.
I worked, although I'm 69, I worked till about March.
Mm-hmm.
And not a cent. Mm-hmm. Came home with $271.
Not right. They must be recourse. There must be recourse for these things.
They go out to National Insurance, they tell me they got to write a letter.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I advise you there's a appeals commission. There are a number of persons in management. Go step by step, higher each time, till you get the matter resolved. So I want to recommend that we bring the Minister of Labour. I would like to hear from the NAS and the Minister of Labour, the Ministry of Labour, on this whole idea of the recourse of the many persons out there who've claimed that they've paid NAS for years and the contributions are not being paid in. There must be some recourse to that type of behavior. So I want to agree with you on that. So write the letter, speak to the tribunal, speak to management. I do believe that there should be some recourse. But that music tells us it's the end. We've crossed the finish line. Victorious is John the Lion Stout, my producer and technical operator, and my friend. I want to join with the last caller to say a special thanks to Mark Williams. He was my MP for one point, would have assisted me in my play as I try to assist the community in my group. So I want to say a thanks to him. We send bouquets and flowers while we still have these two towers among us. I want to thank all of you who called, message, chatters, the WhatsApp, all those who made the program what it has been today. I've been your host and moderator, Corey Lane. Just to say, this lane is now closed.